I got an email from a young lady named Lindsay asking me to speak about the hurricane that hit the East Coast. It hit New York, it destroyed people's homes, and it flooded the MTA subway station. The trains wasn't running for days, and people was trapped there. There was no light. So the governor, she got on the news and blamed the meteorologists how they didn't give enough information or they would have shut New York down. I feel that all we knew that a hurricane was coming, it should have had already shut. They should have already shut New York down. 43 people died due to Hurricane Ida. I know someone's home was badly flooded. They had to put it up for sale. Cars had to be fixed. They credit firefighters and police for getting the people out of the train station and bringing them water. You know how you're supposed to go in the basement when there's a storm? So there's one incident where a mom and son went to their basement, but both got trapped and died. The reason is that New York have what we call slum laws. It's not their fault, because living costs in New York is extremely high. Property taxes is outrageous, so they can't afford to fix anything. It's like when the pandemic hit, people actually got up and left their homes. They weren't living in New York anymore. They moved to other states. And the reason why was because they knew they wouldn't be able to live during the pandemic. If you live in buildings in New York, you're kind of safe from the storm, but you're not safe from the inside falling apart. Now, if you live in houses, it's better that people in Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, they need to find somewhere else to live. So now, New York is about to be hit with another big storm. So they wrote, 1 week after the remnant of Hurricane Ida surprised New York and New Jersey officials and killed at least 45 people in the metro area. Another large storm is expected to hit early on Thursday morning. Forecasts state that a cold front moving in will cause thunderstorms and strong winds. While some areas are expected to get as much as 1.25 inches of rain, although that is substantially less than the record 3.5 inches that fell in Central Park in a single hour last week. The already saturated grounds make flash flooding more likely. Below are updates on the latest rain to hit the city. After flash flooding last week caused the majority of the deaths in the region, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for much of New Jersey, outside of New York City and Philadelphia, as well as for several counties in New York State. Ida resulted in the first ever flash flood emergency to be issued in the city. It goes on to say New York City Emergency Management Department also warned New Yorkers of the storm and its potential for localized and minor to moderate urban flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. Last week, flash floods resulted in at least 11 deaths in the city when basement apartments became inundated with water. Obviously, we're concerned that with folks who were hit, that any new water could be a problem, and we're also concerned that we could see more than it projected. So we want people to hear immediately there is rain coming, Bill de Blasio said Wednesday, so homeowners and businesses can take precautions. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy also cautions residents to take every precaution given that the grounds in many places remain saturated. New York Governor Kathy Hochul also urged New Yorkers to prepare for any inclement weather that may head our way and monitor local forecasts. By around 12:45 a.m., 4 inches of rain has already dropped in Warren County in New Jersey. On Wednesday, 11 new deaths was recorded in New Orleans, raising the toll in Louisiana to 96. 9 of new deaths involved veterans between 64 and 79 years old due to Hurricane Ida. So you see that we haven't these actual hurricanes, these actuals, I think we consider them kind of like disasters now, you know, as it was written also in the Bible. But I'm not going to go into the Bible because a lot of people, you know, might want to debate or, you know, just want to go somewhere that we don't need to go. The Bible was written, there will be disasters, and I guess this is one of them. We have seen so many hurricanes, and so many hurricanes have destroyed so many areas and destroyed people's lives, and so many people have died from these hurricanes. But that's my thought on this. Please share it. Please give it a star-5 review on Anchor, Spotify, FM Player, Speakers, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts at. You can follow me at son.ia9795. Instagram, sonyvasquez679. Twitter, sonyvasquez679. Facebook, sonyvasquez679. Pinterest. You can leave a message at sv766752@gmail.com. You can also go to these websites, www.wavilo.com. Use promo code Sonya, www.guardianlooks. Use promo code 100. You can also go to http://.laudaria. Use promo code Sonya. And I want to thank you again and much love, and have a blessed day.